It's HPR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Today we are welcoming back an artist we've had on a few times over the years. Cat is history in the state over four decades. He and his group return Saturday at the Blaisdell Concert Hall, Sunday at the Mac. America's Jerry Beckley with us again. Aloha, Jerry.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
What's going on, brother?
How's things in paradise?
Awaiting you, my friend.
Yes, well, as you know, Dave, we're big fans.
I know. You have an unusual background, coming from a family with a British-born mom and your time spent in the UK as a child.
Something that both Dewey and I shared. We both have English moms. My mom is still with us, fortunately, and lives in the south of England. We just saw her recently. But Dewey was actually born in Harrogate, Yorkshire, so he was born in the UK. Before we even got to the music part, we were kind of half and half.
Right.
Growing up in a service family where you move every two or three years regardless, it really put us in kind of a unique position and something that we shared together.
And how about the development of the group, which is, again, something that takes place overseas?
Well, first of all, just by chance, we were at the same high school, which was called London Central, and that's where we met in the late 60s. London had an incredibly rich musical scene. Every one of the major U.S. labels had a very strong presence there, and we signed with Warner Brothers.
One could even just guess that being overseas would have done it, but what influenced the name Being America?
The story is that it was a way to tell a little bit about ourselves. We were performing in pubs and on the motorway up and down, and we thought that by calling ourselves that, it would at least be something to separate us from the others a little bit. Beyond that, I think that if you're fortunate enough to have some success, the name just kind of segues into just being a representative of what the music is.
Got to be some highlights that when you think back to those early times, either things you went and saw as a fan or experiences where you were opening for people in your earliest moments as America.
Well, both of those things are true. We finished school in 69. I remember going to see the James Gang with Joe Walsh at the Rainbow in London. And Dewey tells the story of seeing Jimi Hendrix at the Royal Albert Hall. And he saw some of the earliest Zeppelin gigs. But within a year, we were opening for a lot of these bands. We opened for The Who and Elton John. We opened for Pink Floyd when they were performing Adam Hart Mother.
Amazing.
So we were three teenagers on stools, and Pink Floyd had a 90-piece orchestra and choir. So it was just a mind-blowing thing for a teenager. The record came out in the UK first and was a hit there. And so we were added to things like we did Cat Stevens' European tour of 1971. We ended up doing Decades, for example, with our friends, the Beach Boys. And it's just a wonderful facet of the good fortune that has come our way.
Actually, never discussed your 2000 release, Like a Brother, with Robert Lamb of Chicago and Beach Boys' Carl Wilson. First collaborated on a tune from Robert Lamb's 1999 solo record, In My Head. I guess that's where the trio came together.
Yeah, that's true. That's how that happened. We knew each other very well. And I had worked with Carl for almost 10 years, off and on stage, and I had sung on the Holland album, and Carl was on a couple of our records. And we knew Robert very well. Robert had toured quite a bit. Chicago and the Beach Boys had done packages. Anyway, Robert was doing a song of mine for a solo album. Phil Ramone was producing that album. He said, well, why don't we bring Jerry, and then maybe we bring Carl in as well. And we had a great time, and we thought, well, geez, this is kind of a no-brainer. We should look into doing some more of this. It was hard to find daylight on the schedules. We'd find windows where maybe Robert and I were available, and I could fly into New York, but Carl wasn't there, or vice versa. So it took about 6 years off and on. And unfortunately, as you might know, the finale of this project was that Carl was diagnosed with cancer, and we were just about done with the project, but we put it on hold, and within a year we had lost Carl. So it was a very, very tragic ending, of course, to that.
But certainly a testament to the diversity that your talents have offered you, that you were able to have that kind of a release. And as you said, all of you guys were very, very busy. And was it the same case trying to get your part together for when you were Baldwin and the Wiffles in the 1990 John Waters film Cry Baby alongside Andrew Gold and Timothy B. Schmidt, our recent guest from the Eagles?
Oh, nice. Well, we've lost Andrew, but yeah, also very dear friends. I did a lot of vocal sessions through the 80s and 90s and sessions with Timothy and Andrew. We actually did the Chipmunks. I think we were all Chipmunks. At least Andrew was. I'm not sure if Timothy was. The John Waters Project. they needed this doo-wop band, and John Borland was putting the music together, and I became Baldwin, the Baldwin and the Whiffles. One of the great things about that project was, normally you do the music for a movie near the end of the project.
Right.
In this case, it was basically a musical, and so all of the songs had to be cut ahead of time. One of the earliest Johnny Depp feature films, and because all the music was done ahead of time, I got to go to Baltimore and watch them film it.
As you said, you guys were always so busy, so it was hard to get time to do these kinds of things. And some of that busyness, and I have to credit Steve, my mystery emailer, who gets me all of my historical stuff from the last 50 years in Hawaii. But because your memory is among the best every time we talk, it's like we're back in 1973, like perhaps in March of 73, when you guys did your first show ever here. It was before a sold-out show at the Blaisdell Arena. Dewey was 21, you were 20, Dan 22. Opening act was David Blue, accompanied by David Lindley. Anything come to mind?
That's really great. Well, you know what? Full disclosure, I don't really remember too much. I have so many great memories of Blaisdell and HIC over the decades. I remember 2 years later, we wrapped up a tour where we were promoting Hearts and Sister Golden Hair from 75, and it actually went to number one while we were staying at the Kahala Hilton, and we went and played that night, and it was just freshly the brand new number one record in the country.
I bet another one that might stick in your memory, two-day music festival at the Diamond Head Crater, December 31st, 75, January 1st, 76.
Oh, yeah, that was with Herbie Hancock, an unbelievable collection of artists.
Look at you.
I remember it was a New Year's thing at Diamond Head.
BTO, Cheech and Chong, Herbie, like you said, Billy Preston with special guest Sly Stone, Seals and Crofts, Tower of Power, two stages next to each other, and they had some setup to rotate the equipment, and it didn't really work. All the equipment had to be moved by hand, caused very long delays. America was the last band to perform on the last of the 2 days, didn't go on until 11:30. When you finished, it was almost 1 in the morning on January 2nd.
But we were all in Hawaii. So
exactly. Do you remember playing at the stadium in 1976?
Yes. I do. We did that with Henry, with Cecilio and Capone.
Exactly.
And I can tell you that was July 5th, 1976. We did a series of three stadiums around the bicentennial. Oakland Stadium with the Beach Boys and I think Santana on July 2nd. We then came to L.A. and played Anaheim Stadium on the 3rd. And we then flew on the 4th, so we weren't actually playing on the actual birthday. And then we did the Honolulu stay on the 5th with Cecilio and Capone and I think a few other acts.
Flash Cadillac and the Continental Kids was also on that.
Okay.
On that bill. And last but not least, because we could be here all day with all these, because you guys have a huge history with Hawaii. September of 1977, you're back at the arena, two sold-out shows in one night, playing at 7 o'clock, then you go back on at 10, and your opening act, Jimmy Webb.
Yeah, God. You know, Jimmy, he's a dear friend. He's the godfather of my first son, Matthew. I've always stayed in touch with Jimmy, but we've just been spending some time recently. He's written a fantastic book called The Cake and the Rain. He has sworn to me, although I'm not in that one, he says, well, there when I do the second half of my life, you know. But we did a whole summer with Jimmy, and it was one of those things where they said, well, who do you want to use as opposed to the label telling you who they want to add?
I guess I have to break what I just said, because you also had a great opening act in 78 when you had McGuinn, Clark, and Hillman, three original Birds members, opening for you at Andrews Amphitheater.
That was a whole summer that we did with them. You know, we've known all of those guys for quite a while, but that was a fantastic summer. It was really great.
That was a special summer for you, because you ended up flying over to Kauai to get married after the Honolulu concerts.
Yes, I did. And also, as you know, we did an album on Kauai.
Yep, we've talked about that.
We went down to the Poipu side and did the Harbor record there. We've actually got a song or two that we've resurrected. I don't want to give too much away, but we've put them back in the show from Harbor. So we talk a bit about it. It'd be nice to bring that one full circle.
When you're in town, if there's a way we can get together with you before the show and also have Dewey and kind of the three of us.
We'd love to. We're there in plenty of time to do something like that. So I'd love to.
That would be great.
We're big supporters. Nice to hear you again.
You too, brother. I give you a hug, a high five. Thank you for all the great stories today. I'll see you when you get to town. Be safe, and thanks again.
Hi,
take care.
Take care. Aloha, this is Jerry Beckley with the group America, and you are right where you should be with my good buddy Dave Launch.
Well, I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. Will I keep on thinking about you, sister golden hair surprise? And I just can't live without you, can't you see it in my eyes? I've been one poor correspondent, I've been too hard to find, but it doesn't mean you ain't been on my mind. Make it.